And now, Elite News.
Yeah, can you believe it? Week one has a bow on it. I am excited. It was a great week to actually just enjoy football.
Beautiful week of football.
Yes, it was. It was just good to actually, you know, for me, I was wondering, like, with no crowd, how was this actually going to look? How was this actually going to, you know, feel? But honestly, when getting caught up in the game itself, I really didn't pay much attention to the audience. And I don't know, because I have been watching basketball. Maybe that's the reason why the lack of audience doesn't bother me, because I've came a little bit more accustomed to it. But I didn't seem to actually miss that much at all. So week one was, you know, a great week. Some teams started off to, you know, a hot firing start. We had some surprises, but injuries. Oh, boy.
Yeah, man.
Injuries.
Unfortunately, just the bad side of every week.
Right. So James Conner tried to go last night and gave it a couple of tries. Couldn't finish the game. So that's going to be something to actually watch. One that hurts me dear to my heart, Michael Thomas, heard he has a high ankle sprain.
Oh.
And the crazy thing about it is he heard it at the end of the game when it didn't matter from a play, like somebody rolled up on him. So those are ones that you definitely want to keep an eye out for and actually see what's going on. It looks like Jarvis Landry also is dealing. Well, he's with this hip, he's not actually practicing. So
I heard about that one. I also heard about Philip Lindsay with the turf toe in last night's Monday night's game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely some ones to keep an eye out on. It was a lot of injuries. Some not so, you know, major. Some to definitely keep an eye on. Now another one that was surprising news was Allen Robinson. It seems that recently become unhappy with his contract talks, and now rumored that he requested a trade. Now, he's just came out and said that he didn't request a trade, but he's unhappy. So if he's unhappy, we know what could soon follow. That's going to be interesting one to actually watch to see if the contract gets handled, because, you know, we've seen here lately that people got their money and everything was all well.
Pay me. That's what
right.
It's all about.
You cut that check and people, you know, seems to be
now
just fine.
The second time we've heard trade me, and then they come out and they're like, nah, I didn't want to be traded. It's like,
right. How about that, Kamara?
What's going on with this?
Yeah, got his money. Cook got his money. So, yeah, that's something to definitely watch. For me, week one, it was a lot that kind of was like shocking, right? And then you can't overreact to week one, right? We always know that week one is not really the tone setter to let you know exactly where the measuring bars are. It's still a lot to be determined. My week one takeaway was definitely with Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they look good.
They were better than expected, better than advertised. And for me, I was concerned about Kyler Murray and his connection with D-Hop. Well, 14 receptions definitely spoke enough. So for me, that's something where I'm interested in, because in that division, it can get very interesting over there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have to be a part of the conversation a little bit more. I think I have to take them a little bit more seriously. So that was my surprise. Beating the 49ers, that was a huge win.
Yeah. It was a huge win, but Murray did look amazing. Same thing with D-Hop. It looked like they went more with like the wide receivers than the running backs.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's still, that little boy's quick, man. That's the way he was all over the
ball. Got a nice spiral every time, right?
Yeah. All right, well, one takeaway that I take from this week, honestly, I was impressed. One takeaway, two takeaways within the same game. It ain't gonna take too long. I'll take away the Carolina Panthers and the Raiders, that game was actually pretty good. It was a nice back and forth to it. I was impressed with Teddy Bridgewater, him being able to stay poised on the field. Of course, you can always feel comfortable having McCaffrey behind you. But he was actually looking good out there, as well as Derek Carr on the other side, you know, having Josh Jacobs behind him. You know, both of them, they had a nice little duel back and forth. And it was a pretty good game. It was a pretty good game.
Definitely was. For me, it was really not so much who's looking amazing for the rest of the season, but more along the lines of the rookie running backs are here. Like,
hello,
I swear, like hello. One of these rookies that we were talking about to be like in the top five for being a running back scored a touchdown. I feel like
It's okay. Yeah. Oh, you could talk about Clyde. Yeah. It was hilarious. You're supposed to talk
about.
I can talk
about Clyde, but no, I was really impressed with not just Clyde, but
No, yeah.
You know, seeing, I saw DeAndre Swift scored one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Zach Morris.
J.K. Dobbins scored one.
Yeah, those rookies are.
They were all showing out. I was like, whoa, like all the rookie running backs are coming out this week.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
So I think the key takeaway is which one of these running backs is going to be able to hold on to it throughout the majority of the season, right?
Yes.
That's the key takeaway there. But all in all, it was great football, and I was really excited to see the young running back crew really show their faces. They showed out.
Yeah, they did.
How about that? That's definitely a good point.
Yeah, it is.
Week 2, Thursday night football.
Back in the building. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Week 2 already?
Already.
Nice little division. Nice little division battle right there.
What y'all thinking about?
Man, listen. The Browns played more like the Browns of old. last week.
I whiffed on that one. I'm raising my hand.
Well, listen, you know, that's, to be fair, you're going against the Ravens, right? I wasn't expecting them to you know, look fantastic, but they definitely had their struggles.
They didn't look average either.
Yeah, right. They look bad. They look bad. Fair. Listen, we could call it what it is. They look bad. Good news for them. Cincinnati Bengals come to town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this, like you said, it's this divisional matchup. I expect Baker Mayfield to actually, you know, he didn't play well, right? Him and his connection with Odell seems to be a real problem. They don't seem to have the chemistry. And I'm pretty surprised because I was expecting, not to say that it can't happen, but they still seem to be not on the same page with a lot of times during the game. So that's definitely something that's concerning. But the good thing about it, he has other options. But tight end Derek Njoku is going to be out. So it's definitely something, you know, that take it. We still got two studs in the backfield. Right. I think if they lean on the run game, it, you know, take advantage of the screens or the dump downs to Kareem Hunt. I still like what you have on Jarvis on the outside. And then it's the you know, next man up, as far as, and then, you know, still a tight end they have now, Austin Hooper. So they, you know, they still have some other options there. I expect this to be the game that they kind of maybe stirred, you know, kind of changed the tide a little bit for Cleveland. This can be a stepping stone game for them. But listen, Joe Burrow is not no slouch.
That man got wheels.
I was watching him. I was very impressed, I must say.
Real
quick, I have to hit on it. G, you've been talking about Cincinnati since we started this podcast. They lost in the most Cincinnati way you could think about it, right?
Yeah, man.
I thought of you immediately. I was like, wow, G must be shaking his head right now.
Right. Yeah, it was the offensive pass interference, right?
No, he missed the field goal.
And then, yeah, he missed the field goal. So, yeah, that was the crazy
happen? It was a chip shot. I was like, wow, the rookie's doing it. He's really doing it. The times have changing, and then he missed the field goal. I was like, times are not changing.
Doom, doom, doom. Still Cincinnati.
Still Cincinnati. And, you know, I hope to see in my time when this actually turns around for them. But like I said, I think they have a step in the right direction. Joe Burrow is definitely seems like a franchise quarterback. They have something with him. The key is going to be, can they keep him healthy, right? Offensive line, because, you know, what happens to a lot of solid quarterbacks before they even get a chance to actually get even better is that the injury bugs hits them so much because of the lack of protection. So it's going to be key. They have a good, but I like what they have behind and Joe Mixon. You know, he's doing, you know,
getting busy.
Yeah. He's getting busy back there. And that's somebody that's the best thing you want to look at for the quarterback. What do they got? We have to count on. We talked about Teddy Bridgewater. He, you know, has McCaffrey to count on. So, you know, we talked about even with Baker Mayfield, him having Chubb and also having Hunt back there. So in this case, I think that's something they can build on. Have a nice little core. I'm not sure if AJ Green is going to be able to see the end of it, but he started off with a decent performance in week one. I think, you know, they're going to show flashes. I think that this offense is going to be able to move up and down the field. But I do think that Cleveland finds a way to actually win this game, gets this divisional win, and get back to 500 and then kind of see where they happen at, what will happen with them for sure.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think Cleveland going to get a role in this game. The Bengals, they still have a little bit more growing to do. They do have the right vets on the team. I just don't, like you said, it's just Cincinnati. They always do it the Cincinnati way. You know.
They got some pieces that I'm you know, that I kind of like over there. Definitely, right. But yeah, to your point, yeah. Just not yet. It's gonna take a little bit.
It's gonna take a little bit of growth. It's gonna be a little hard to even label anybody a one anything from Cincinnati other than Mixon. Like, you know what I mean? And he's kind of a low tier one. So
yeah, that's someone I would start. Yeah, in most situations, you want to start Joe Mixon for sure. And then when it comes to, as far as the running backs in Cleveland, we talked about them being legit to me, Chubb and Hunt as a start.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you automatic. And then when you talk about Landry on the outside, until it gets figured out with Odell, I do see him more as a wide receiver 2-3, but he's definitely, you know, a nice start too for this game. I think he does well. Tight end wise, I do like Austin Hooper.
Mm-hmm. Big target.
I say start him.
Yeah. Give him about a what? T2? Yeah, give him about a tight end 2.
Yeah, tight end 2 for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Starting AJ Green?
That's what I was thinking about. I was trying to convince myself now.
I'm flexing him, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say nice flex pay. Yeah, flex.
Okay. Flex.
And then when we talk about, that's all I like. As far as a sit him, I would probably go with John Ross sit.
Okay. Yeah, I would honestly I can. Ross has been on kind of the decline, unfortunately, with AJ Green is kind of a busy, wide receiver core. I can agree with you. I definitely would sit him.
That's what I'm talking about. This is going to be a good Thursday night football game, though. Yes. You know, I'm kind of excited to actually see this matchup, too. Just more to see what does Baker Mayfield. That's my biggest question going into this game. I know what we have with the Bengals, and I kind of expect them not to have a great season. But Joe Burrow to show flashes. But Cleveland, what are you actually going to be? Because they should be actually turning the corner now. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to actually see that. I'll be locked in. But I think Cleveland will take this one. And I think they take it by more than 7 points.
I say they went by a field goal. The field goal that Cincinnati missed, I think.
Too much confidence.
G Center sweating as you made it.
Right. He was like, "Woo, you said it with confidence." You're right. After that performance, I shouldn't be as confident. But I think the Bengals, that's a perfect recipe after having a tough loss that they took. The best news they can have is that the Bengals are coming to town.
Ooh, okay. All right. See, now that I agree with you wholeheartedly, other than the whole Joe Burrow thing could probably take Cleveland by surprise.
Yeah, but that's why I can't give it to him, man. Sure. Yeah.
Well, listen, maybe. Hey, about Cleveland.
I think this game is going to show us what the true Cleveland team is going to be this year. Because if they don't come and if they don't show up and they don't win this game, they lose this game.
Yeah.
That is going to pretty much tell us who Cleveland is this year.
How about that? Because you can't go 0-2, especially losing to the Bengals and make any noise. So
right.
That's a great point there. But you know, we're gonna see. Is it hype again, or is this team, you know, just a bunch of talent, or is this actually going to be a force to reckon with? That's what I look to actually come out of Thursday with an outcome to that question. Hopefully.
Yeah, I think it's crazy to have that much talent and not be able to get it together. At some point, is it just not the core players? Is it the coaching staff?
Mm-hmm.
They've already changed the coaching staff. Haven't they already changed the coaching staff?
They fired the coach.
But then it raises the next question of, then is it a continuity thing, right? You had one coach come in, you didn't like what the coach did, you kicked them out, you brought in another coach. Like, how are these guys expected to gel?
Yeah. How about that? That's a fair question, fair point for sure. Those are the type of questions that's definitely going to be on the horizon if they happen to find a way on Thursday night to lose this game. So
highest fantasy player prediction, though, who is the start, though? Like, who's going to put up the most fantasy points this game?
I'd say the Mixon or Chubb or Hunt.
I'm going with Hunt. I'm going with Hunt.
I like Hunt. I like the Hunt pick, to be honest. He looked really good last week, despite the crap show that the Browns were.
they put out that's what I said. That was my takeaway. As bad as they look, he still looked to be productive. So Joe Mixon is going to have great opportunities too. So is that defense going to step up and be stout? That's what they're going to need this year. So that's going to be some things to watch. Yeah. check out. I'm excited.
Yeah. Elite.